everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Club podcast. I'm Sophia Stancer, your host, community manager, and today I'm going to be joined by Hayden from Black Swan Productions to talk about storytelling and video content for law firms. I hope you enjoy the episode and don't forget to subscribe wherever it is that you're listening. Enjoy. Hi Hayden, welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Club podcast.
Oh, thanks Sophia, great to be here.
Not at all. So can you kick off by telling us a bit about your background and what it is that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll try not to go on too long here because I do like to give a big background on myself. But generally speaking, I moved to Wales and I went to college, studied creative media. And alongside studying creative media, I was kind of looking for like work experience opportunities, any voluntary work, anything like that. And my college at the time, they said that there was a call center that wanted to do an apprenticeship video. And I was like, oh, okay, well, corporate video doesn't really interest me. It sounds quite boring, you know, quite jargon heavy, you know, people in suits talking to the camera. I can't be doing that as a filmmaker. But I thought I'll give it a go because it would be interesting to kind of, look into what that's all about and learn some things. So I went ahead and I did a recruitment video for a call center. And it was quite good fun. We had people stood there. We asked them different questions, all that kind of stuff. I mean me, by the way. It wasn't like a team. And yeah, it was really powerful because when we finished the video, they put it on YouTube. It got quite a lot of views. It got thousands of views, which was quite surprising for the nature of that company and how little social media presence they had. And then I walked into the marketing team and they were surprised when it was just me. They thought like a video agency were going to walk in with like five staff members and all this kind of stuff, but it was just me. So they were really confused how a student produced that video. So that was quite a big confidence boost. Fell in love with making corporate videos, making videos for brands, for businesses. And that was the kind of college journey. And then after that, I went to study film at university. So I went to University of South Wales, as so many people do. And studied film, made some kind of short films, all that kind of stuff, specialized in video editing and the kind of storytelling aspect of bringing all the footage together. And from that, kind of at the same time as university and maybe the third year, I worked as a video producer for a marketing agency. So I was doing all their videos. I was, you know, filming them, editing them, basically doing all that kind of creative stuff like a video producer, videographer would do. And then I kind of moved more into freelance video editing. So I edited, you know, a broadcast documentary. I was getting all kinds of projects from America, all this kind of stuff, which sounds really big scale, but it was mostly just like small promo videos, that kind of stuff. But it was a real mixture. And then from that, I went to HBO. I joined the TV series industry in post-production, and that was really good. And it was my dream job, but I kind of realized as I was doing it and before then that I wanted to have my own company. I wanted to make films. I wanted to do TV commercials. I wanted to do videos for businesses, all this kind of stuff. So I left HBO to do that full time and started Black Swan Productions, which is, you know, a production company that loves producing videos that leave a lasting impact. You know, we always say whether that's to win more business, more hearts, more attention. It doesn't really matter what it is, but, you know, we're always results focused and purpose driven on every project. And what brought us into the legal sector was working with a law firm called Watkins & Gunn. They were one of our earliest clients and we still produce videos for them. I think the last one we did, the most recent one, was a month ago. So we've been producing videos for them for like 3 years, I think now. And they're a really great firm. So they brought us into the sector. So yeah, there's a quite heavy background on me, but hopefully it covers everything.
No, that's amazing. Thank you. It sounds like you've been on quite the professional journey. And you did mention just then storytelling in your introduction, which leads me on to the first question, because in marketing, we talk about storytelling all the time. Why do you think storytelling is so important?
You know, I go back and forth on this question in so many different ways, because there's so many layers you can go into this. You can, you know, talk about human psychology. You can talk about, you know, just a million things. But for me, I think it's really just common sense. It's really just thinking about who's the target audience. You know, we're all people. We all love stories. We all love films or hard-hitting documentaries or fantasy series. You know, we all love hearing about people battling injustices. And this love for storytelling doesn't just stop when it comes to a brand. People don't just see a law firm or a healthcare company or something like, or a sport brand and think, oh, I don't want stories anymore. I'm not interested anymore in that kind of thing. So I think it's mostly common sense. And it's just really, when I try to simplify it, it's thinking about human stories under the umbrella of a brand, whether that's like recruitment videos or relatable stories to win more business or somebody talking about the business's USPs. It's just, it can be either sort of emotional or straightforward messages, but as long as the audience connects with it, then it should, you know, achieve its purpose. And you can look at the, you know, the really top examples when it comes to Nike, who are sort of renowned for people like Cristiano Ronaldo and pushing perseverance and triumph. You know, Apple emphasizing innovation and human connection. Coca-Cola talking about, well, promoting emotional connection and that kind of sense of warmth. And I think people think, oh, this is only for the big brands with millions of budgets, millions of pounds of budgets. But it's really not, because if it works with the biggest brands, it also works with the smallest brands. And, you know, it's just about building trust, I think, and telling stories.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. There are definitely some benefits in terms of connecting with your audience. Mm-hmm. And what advantages do you think it offers in conveying the more complex legal information to law firm clients and stakeholders internally?
So I would say in general, in the legal sector, video content has been fantastic for just making it more human. I mean, if you can imagine needing a legal service, it's quite a stressful experience, maybe. Whether that's an injury or employment, whatever it is, generally it's kind of a stress related buy to an extent. Perhaps even in business to business, it can be that kind of way in the corporate sector. And video is just managed to make it more human. So people can be, you know, quite scared when they're looking to buy a service. But if they go on a website or a social media page, they see a friendly face or some friendly faces, and they just break it down into a simple version. You know, we're here to help. This is our experience. Here's some of our case studies in the past. Then, you know, it just does a great job in building trust, explaining the brand values, attracting clients, and just making it more engaging for people, because there's nothing worse than going on a website and you've got loads and loads of text and you're just reading it all and you're getting stressed out and overwhelmed. What does this mean? Where does that lead into? How much is this going to cost me? So video is just a way of saying, hey, we're here to help. Don't stress. Book a call and, you know, we'll be there for you, type of thing. So I suppose it just humanizes brands and businesses.
Yeah, I absolutely love that point. And in professional services, no offense to our listeners, but being engaging is sometimes a challenge. And you've obviously worked with different firms and across multiple sectors. But would you be happy to share a couple of examples of, or an example of, a successful video campaign that you've implemented with a firm and the impact that's had on brand perception or client engagement?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a typical thing to do in this instance is to go for, you know, a really big firm or a really big example of a brand with a big budget, doing a big campaign with maybe a famous actor and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, they get a lot of virality and love. And I think it's a little bit of a shame, because, you know, there's businesses on a much smaller scale that are telling stories really nicely and getting really good results from it. So a good example of something we've worked on is with a law firm called St. Clair's Law. I think they're in Cardiff, London and Penarth. And we've been doing some video podcasts for them, and they were doing them before us as well. And they were doing a really good job. And now we've come in and we've just bolstered it and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And these video podcasts, they're mostly about special needs, education, law, and they have hundreds, thousands of parents. They tune into this podcast, they get these free educational insights, they hear solicitors talking about the issues they're facing, they address the issues they're facing, all this kind of stuff. There's a Facebook page, Michael Charles, the CEO, people can go on there and they can kind of put the issues they're having and discuss it and all this kind of stuff. It's something of a community, but it's somewhere people can go to just kind of learn and discuss the issues they're having. And the podcast does really well. It gets, again, thousands of views. But the thing that I think is quite special about it is the educational marketing side of things. You know, it's getting more and more popular over the years. And when you're working in a business, when you have a brand that's quite jargon heavy, quite serious, quite intense in a certain sense, being able to put content out there, which, you know, if you're going through a divorce, for instance, you can see a little video, then it says, here's five tips for going through a divorce, it makes such a huge impact on building trust and just helping people's lives. So I think that's a good example, maybe.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree. And I think having that video content to break down a lot of the jargon and the long form articles that we see on landing pages, which are all very well and good and they're great and they serve a purpose, but having a video option as well will engage that other audience who prefer the more visual content. And you did just mention lawyers telling their stories. And this is something that comes up a lot at the Law Firm Marketing Club when we talk about personal brands. So my next question for you is, how can lawyers effectively tell stories and how can they use content to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. And the example I used just then is a great one of personal brand as well, because Michael Charles, the CEO of Sinclair's, he has a strong personal brand. He has tens of thousands of followers on Facebook, and all he does is look to help people with his knowledge. And I think that's transferable to almost any industry, and especially law. If solicitors have such great information, they have such great case studies, they've made such a good impact on people's lives, I think it's just the case of actually trying to say that story. We get so built up in, oh, well, I can't do it that way because it's too hard, or it's too expensive, or I'm too shy to do it this way. So I think it's best to just start, to just get out there, whether it's writing blogs, whether it's doing videos, podcasts, whatever it is. And yeah, I think that's a good kind of way of getting started. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, I think sometimes people think that when it comes to, say, video, for instance, they'll be sat there in front of, these massive lights, these big cameras, and it'll be quite a stressful experience. But it's not necessarily the case. It's a much more kind of human, just talking about how you help people, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's taking that first step, isn't it? Because doing anything for the first time is always really scary. I remember the first time I started posting on LinkedIn that first week, and it felt super unnatural sharing selfies, which was one of Richard Vanderblom's tips, and I thought it was really cringe. And it's become second nature, and there are so many benefits to doing this stuff consistently. So, what considerations should fee earners or legal sector professionals who want to start doing video bear in mind if they want to produce video content themselves or do so in-house with their marketing teams? What would you suggest?
I would say it's vital to put the audience's perspective first. So often when you're an expert in a certain thing, whether that's marketing, legal, anything, you know so much about it that you really kind of put content out there for yourself and for your peers, and not necessarily for the people, say, sat at home that have no idea of the legal sector. So it's really just stripping it back and thinking, what do they want to see? What would be sort of beneficial to them? And not necessarily trying to sell to them, but just trying to help them. And then the kind of sell will come later. And I think, when it comes to the kind of quality of doing that, it really depends, because of course you can go and you can get a video company, then you can agree to do all these videos, but that can be quite difficult to start off with. Sometimes you should just start off with one project and see how it goes, and see how maybe it bolsters the culture in the firm, or how it appeals to the target audience. There's nothing wrong with just getting a small sort of filming setup, whether you film on your phone with a ring light or something like that, and just getting started, just getting somebody who's maybe the most confident person in the firm, or getting somebody who is the most knowledgeable person in the firm, or the most helpful, and just sitting down, getting a camera there, whatever level of camera, and just putting out content that actually helps people. And if you put out content that helps people, they're going to go to you. They're going to listen.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this all ties in quite nicely to this, the idea of social media. And we've all seen video totally take over social media in recent years, and it's obviously not going anywhere. So with that in mind, with the proliferation of social media on online platforms, how do you think that we in the sector can leverage video content to more effectively market services or establish thought leadership? And have you got any good examples or tips?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, video is more popular than ever, and I think TikTok coming along has greatly bolstered that, because now there's videos everywhere. Even Facebook and Instagram used to have loads of videos before, but now they just seem to be full of videos, which is a great thing, but it can also be more difficult to stand out with all the noise. So I suppose it's just stripping it back again to really thinking about the target audience, talking to them, understanding what they want, what benefits them, being open to criticism, just kind of taking it that way. But that also means that you can sort of film on phones, and you can slowly improve things as you kind of begin putting out that kind of educational content, that video content. But I think the best thing really is to just to stop putting off starting doing that, because with
Absolutely.
firms, you know, the thing that I've learned more than anything is there's always a more important thing to do than marketing. There's always, and sometimes even within marketing, there's a more important thing to do than video, like say
Yeah, of course.
the website or something like that. So I think it's just about really getting started in whatever capacity, and yeah, going from there.
Thanks. And so looking ahead to the future, obviously we've seen the rise of AI and lots of new tech in recent months. What emerging trends or tech do you think is going to be influential and shape the future of kind of content production? And do you have any tools that you'd recommend for anyone to use looking to start the process of making videos?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, when it comes to new technologies and trends, I don't, this might sound a bit strange, especially in marketing, but I don't tend to pay too much attention to technologies and trends, just because brand storytelling always holds up. It holds up throughout the years. I mean, you can look at, you know, the Apple 1984 TV commercial, how impactful that was, and it would be if it was released today. You know, the Man on the Moon, the John Lewis TV commercials. I mean, that's the thing, you know, even with John Lewis, for instance, everybody at Christmas time thinks of John Lewis. And a huge reason for that is the TV commercials they put out, the emotional stories. So I don't think anything in terms of sort of new cameras or new sort of augmented reality, artificial intelligence is going to overpower authentic, genuine emotional stories. They always seem to hold up the most. And I would, you know, I'm a bit, I don't want to attack AI because I think, you know, ChatGPT is fantastic with things like writing blogs and just being a starting point for anything. It can just fill it in and you can strip it back and take inspiration. But when it comes to trying to engage with people on an authentic level, using AI for that is very difficult because AI is almost the opposite of that. It's not a human, it's not genuine stories, it's everybody's story collated into very unemotional, unauthentic data. So I think it kind of goes against it in that sense.
Yeah, totally. I think all the gear and no idea is definitely
Yeah.
outweighed by that value add and that decent storytelling. Well, Hayden, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your insights. And to finish things off, where can our audience find you if they want to reach out or ask about your services or have any questions for you?
Oh, my pleasure. It's been great talking. So if they want to see sort of more, I post quite a lot of educational stuff on LinkedIn. So you can find me on LinkedIn. It's just, you know, my name, Haydn Wakeling. So I'm on there. I post a lot of kind of like educational resources, especially around how to get started in video production, whether that's for yourself or with a company. And Black Swan Productions, we post on social media. So we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. And generally speaking, if you follow me on LinkedIn, you don't have to follow Black Swan as well because I post all the same stuff. But yeah, and we also post blogs on Black Swan Productions website. So yeah, there's always at least one blog posted each week.
Well, thank you so much, Hayden, for your time, and catch you later.
Fab, speak soon. Thank you.
The Law Firm Marketing Club exists to help UK law firms to do better marketing, and we are currently accepting new members today to our membership organisation. So feel free to email me at sophia@conscious.co.uk if you'd like to find out more information.